And the title of the article is "I Wanted Unconditional Love, But Instead I Got a Dog Who Hates Me" by Caitlin Aber. And let's see what that fucking hole looks like. There it goes. Get a picture of that fucking cunt up there for you to see. So that's Caitlin Aber. Now take a good look at this bitch. She's not a fat fucking pig. She's not a land whale. She's not a heifer. She's not an old, beat up, used up, third world country shithole feminazi cunt. D Major, you know what? I'd be honored if they monitored me, but I'm not that big to be monitored. D Major says, "I'm certain the powers that be are monitoring what is said here. Even they can't debate MGTOW logic." Now, getting back to this fucking cunt, look at those goddamn eyes. Remember, boys, what have I said since time immemorial? Crazy is in the eyes. She's got the thousand cock stare. She's got the crazy eyes, like she's on enough psych meds to gag a maggot on a gut wagon. And just, you know, fucking, when I look at this picture a little bit more, I'm just hearing fucking bats in the belfry, cuckoo clocks going off. You know, just all out intense insanity. Exactly. So let's go. Let's allow that. Yeah, she's got the thousand cock stare alert. And I feel sorry for the cuck that's married to her, but hey, cucks are gonna cuck. Alright, let's get that shit off there and let's bring the article back up. So once again, the title is "I Want an Unconditional Love, But Instead I Got a Dog Who Hates Me." And you know what, bitch? I'd fucking hate you too. You cunt. A few months ago, I woke to find a bloodstain at the foot of my husband's bed. He's gonna get fucked in the divorce rate. The most likely source was Frankie, our 5-year-old rat terrier who, because of her white body and ginger spots, is often confused with a Jack Russell. My husband, Geoff, or whatever his fucking name is, and I approached her with caution, asking, "Are you okay, baby?" And, quote, "Show me where it hurts." But she just looked at us. Geoff examined her paws, thinking maybe she yanked out a nail, but they were fine. He checked her ears, her mouth, and her belly. Then I told Geoff to lift up her tail. Quote, "It's her butthole." Wow. This bitch is just a literary genius. I said, quote, "She's bleeding from her butthole." Kind of like, you know, when you were getting ran through by Chad and Tyrone, they made your butthole bleed. We rescued Frankie when she was only 7 weeks old, after a veterinarian friend of Geo's posted on Instagram that she was caring for a litter of puppies that were discovered in the basement of a hoarder's house. Oh, God. Even the dog's fucked up, and I feel sorry for the dog and not the bitch. D Major says, "Dude, I'll get into that. Dude, what dog hates their owner? Even Hitler's dog loved him. She must be evil." Oh, God. I gotta laugh at that one. Because, Hitler's dog fucking loved him. All right. Quote, "We have to get her," I said to GL. The minute he showed me her picture, "That's our puppy." He messaged his friend immediately, and that weekend we took the train from New York to Connecticut to meet her. The dog, I imagined, was a giant chocolate lab who rolled over and let me squish my face into his belly. For months, he's been trying to adopt a dog. We had set up appointments with adoption agencies and shelters in the city, only to have him rescheduled at the last minute. Worse, we would be in the final stages of the paperwork and someone else would adopt the perfect senior chihuahua right out from underneath us. You can already tell what kind of fucking cunt this is. She wants to get a goddamn chihuahua, which is a yipping, miserable, malcontent fucking mutt. We chalked it up to luck, perhaps even to fate. Maybe those weren't our puppies and those dogs belonged with another family, but it still felt like a painful rejection every time. We were a young couple ready to embrace being dog parents and all the love and sweet doggy kisses that entails, but we just couldn't find a dog to love us back until there was Frankie, short for Francine. So wait a minute, so being a dog parent instead of a real parent? This just goes to show the mental illness of the Western American female. A dog parent, and we wonder why the birth rate's going down. Just take their fucking rights away and we could right the ship within a generation. When the vet brought her out of the back room, she was about the size of a Big Mac. Her oversized floppy ears drooped past her chin, and her now black nose was dapple with little pink spots. She hadn't grown into any of her extremities yet, and everything, gosh, she's a long-winded cunt, and everything lopsided, like she had been assembled incorrectly at the toy factory, but she was also perfect. We both squealed. All right, you know what? You need to have your fucking ass kicked if you're a man, you squeal. Seriously, you need your fucking ass kicked. I know I'm shaming them, but you know what? Fuck them if they can't take a fucking joke. Excuse me. For me, however, the puppy love did not last. Frankie's first 7 weeks being ignored in the hoarder's house had made an impact. She hates to be touched. She's anxious around almost everyone. More importantly, she seems to feel no attachment whatsoever to me. She won't let me pick her up. She won't let me put her winter coat on. She won't let me snuggle her unless she's sick or we're riding in the front seat of the car. It's devastating. God damn. Even the dog realizes that you're a soulless whore cunt. That dog's hard life has made it woke as fuck. That mutt knows the way. Exactly, Whiskey Stills and Tumbleweeds. Whiskey Stills and Tumbleweeds says, even Chihuahuas hate Chihuahuas. That's true. And Chihuahuas, man, if you want to know what a woman's like, you want to know what a fucking cunt bitch is like, get a fucking Chihuahua. D Major says, the dog longs for the days locked up in the pound awaiting the sweet release of death in the gas chamber. Continue with the article. That's fucking harsh. Exactly, Lava Man 233. What really turns the knife is that the only person she does trust is Geolf. When he returns home from work or even just from checking the mail, she might as well be Beyonce. Frankie loses her mind, barking with glee, chasing him around until he attacks her with scratches or whatever. On the other hand, when I come back from a work trip several whole days away from her, she might let out a small bark, but it sounds more like, quote, you again, than welcome home, mommy, end quote. Most of the time she ignores me. Sometimes when I say her name, she runs out of the room with what looks and feels like disgust. Oh my god. You know, I gotta say this much, man. Geolf might be a cuck, but he probably has a heart of gold. More importantly, he has a soul, unlike the soulless whore cunt. Geolf, keep that dog and dump that bitch. This was not the dog I imagined. The dog I imagined was a little white fluff I could bring everywhere, tucked into a tote bag, or better yet, politely sit it on my lap as we rode the G train or an airplane to Palm Springs. The dog I imagined was a giant chocolate lab who rolled over and let me smush my face into his belly. I imagine this kind of dog who puts her head in your lap when you're sad. I'm not a judge at the Westminster Dog Show. I don't care about size, breed, or age, as much as the unrelenting comfort and joy the dog would bring me. At the very least, all I wanted, a dog who, goddamn bitch grammar, who I don't know cared about my feelings, perhaps a dog who loved me. Okay, you know what? Here's the fucking deal. Here's the deal with this cunt. This fucking cunt doesn't want a friend or a companion. This soulless whore wanted a toy or an accessory. No wonder why the dog hates this fucking twat. The last thing I wanted was a dog who made me think about my feelings, who always seemed disappointed in me. Clusterfuck, identified. Geolf, grab the dog, run for the hills, run for your life. But instead of that dog, I got Frankie. And this morning, she was bleeding from her butthole, probably, like I said, once again, like you did when you were riding a cock carousel. For no apparent reason, I'll bring her into the bathroom so we can get a better look, Geolf said. Who the fuck's named Geolf? Or Jeff, or Golf, or whatever the fuck. Exactly, she wants a fucking accessory, Whiskey. We all figured that out. It took us about, a nanosecond to figure that shit out. He picked her up without any fight, and she practically leapt into his arms and carried her down the ladder from our lofted bedroom space like a Disney prince. Wow, this bitch, not the dog, is jelly because the dog loves him more than She loves this used rent-a-car, fucking third-world shithole of a woman. Quote, you should get treats, he said. Quote, she's going to hate you for this. God damn, this is just pathetic. Thought is in a fucking love triangle with her husband and a fucking dog. Just remember, guys, when I do my videos and I have my outro, who loves you more, your dog or your wife? Just remember that. D Major says, too bad the dog doesn't have opposing thumbs or would have slashed its own wrist already. I disagree with that. If this dog had two thumbs, this dog would have went full on in Glorious Bastard style on this cunt, put a pillow over her head, took a fucking K-bar, just stabbed her in the fucking face repeatedly. Frankie and I have never had a proper falling out. I've never snatched food away from her or accidentally dropped her on her head. But you know what? If this bitch ever got the dog in the divorce, those would be the two first things that she would do to it. I hardly scolded or shamed her when she chewed up a new pair of sandals or threw up on my sister-in-law's brand new car seat. I was always very patient with her, and Geoff and I attended puppy kindergarten together every week. Oh my god, puppy fucking kindergarten. You know what, I'm gonna split my head open if I continue reading this article, but we will soldier through. Walked her together every night and took turns feeding her, but somewhere along the way, Frankie grew an affinity for him, and that affinity has made every dog-related task, from carrying her up and down the ladder to taking her to the dog park, a whole lot easier for him to do than me. These days, she will put up with me at mealtime, but everything else is a struggle. Exactly, Whiskey Stills and Tumbleweeds. Whiskey Stills and Tumbleweeds said the dog would have choked her in her sleep, probably. Or like I said, the dog would have went full on Inglorious Bastard on this bitch. Yeah, well, you know, she chewed her sandals up because you're a cunthole bitch. This bitch, the dog, is a fucking MGTOW. This dog is more appreciative of Geoff than this cunt. At least you're good for feeding the dog. And that's about it. It's been hard for me to accept that this is how our relationship will always be. After all, I wanted a dog because I wanted more love in my life, especially the simple, unconditional love that dogs are allegedly supposed to give us. The last thing I wanted was a dog who made me think about my feelings, who always seemed disappointed in me. There is no reason no one purposely breeds emotionally complicated dogs. Well, this dog isn't emotionally complicated. You're just a fucking cunt. They make for good writing, and sometimes, as in the case of Beethoven, halfway decent movies, but they are no one's first choice. Having to beg for a dog's love is brutal, maybe more than having to beg for a human's. You know, once again, cunts like this are trying to fill that hole where their soul should be through outside means, but nothing will ever fill that hole in their being. And it's just like, this is the thing, man. This is the fucking thing. She was expecting this dog to be all lovey-dovey with her to fill that fucking hole where her soul should be. And you can't fill that soul, bitch. You don't have a fucking soul, and you did it to yourself. You know, and I kind of go back and forth on this, and sometimes I joke about it. But I have to ask the question, do women even have souls? Seriously, it's a serious question for me. Do women even have souls? Because someone answer that question. Because I don't think they have souls, just judging by seeing them and how they're allowed to run loose. And when they're around, and they show their true colors when they're allowed to run rampant like they are now. Lavaman233 says, dogs can sense evil. Fact. Continuing, in therapy and adulthood generally, I've worked through the pain of rejections and admitting defeat when a person just doesn't like me. But a dog who doesn't like me? That's more than anyone could take. Well, then kill yourself, bitch. So I called in an expert, Jen Strom, a certified professional dog trainer and owner of Friend to Furry, to see what, if anything, could be done. Yep, this soul sore cunt is a cluster B, clusterfuck, confirmed. I told her everything. How I just wanted a dog I could snuggle with, how Frankie growled at my touch, how it was obvious that she loved Geoff more than she loved me. Well, of course this cunt chose to get spun out over something as fucking trivial as a dog. Typical dumb cunt behavior. According to her website, Strum believes that time spent with your dog should be the best part of his or her day. And she has the calm demeanor and pockets as well as a messenger bag and fanny pack full of treats to prove it. These are not just any treats either, but the best treats a dog could dream of. Dried fish patties, hunks of some kind of lamb sausage, and tiny little gelatinous bits of mystery meat that are basically the equivalent of dog gummy bears. Let's see. Antiquity Car says, since modern females, women, are not worthy of the title woman, an essential part of the human race, humanity, mankind, we have begun to name them as female women. But in this current year, females, women, has seemed to be completely separate species from us men, humanity and mankind. So a better pejorative for females, women, should be hashtag wow people, or even better, holes people, hashtag whole people. The entirety of the whole people race, hashtag people kind and hashtag people unkind, possibly. Yeah. Oh god. In essence, what this fucking wait a minute, let me, okay, all right, let me continue with this article, see where I'm at. Got it. When Stroma read out our apartment, Frankie barked and trolled around for her, of course. Well, this therapist is telling this twat to bribe the dog with treats. She often needs to rehome this bitch, not the dog, because he'll be happier in the future if he does so. Quote, you should keep tiny containers of treats in every room, Strom told us, and baggies of treats in every coat. I can see the tiny little emoji hearts bouncing at Frankie's eyes. All right. I've had dogs. I've had cats. For fuck's sake, I've had pet rats. That rhymed. It's not a crime, but it's totally sublime. I've had dogs and cats all my life. I've had, you know, in the worst of times and the best of times, and I've never had to keep a cadre of fucking treats around my place or when I was growing up in my parents' home. I've never had to do that with a dog. Dogs always come up and hey, Artemis the kitten, thanks for coming by. Dogs would always come up and lick my hand, and I'd pet them, and they'd, you know, lick my face and be all lovey-dovey for the most part, with the exception of the dogs that belong to the fucking savages out on the street where I live, because they're trained to be aggressive and predatory. But aside from that, most dogs have been just like fucking putty in my arms. They'll follow you around. I had a dog once, and I was really sick with the flu, and that dog would not leave my side. It would sleep on the, I was sleeping on the couch, just being miserable. And it was right there at all times. And my niece and nephew came by, and they were getting a little, and the dog snapped at them because it was protecting me. I've seen homeless people with dogs that, you know, maybe not be able to feed the dog all the time, and that dog's still there. But this bitch has to leave treats around the house just to get the dog to give her some basic attention. Fucking cunt. Over the course of an hour and a half, I wonder how much that cost them. Strom heard all my complaints. I told her everything, how I just wanted a dog I could snuggle with, how Frankie growled at my touch, and how obvious it that she loved Geoff more than she loved me. Strom listened intently, but it was clear she wasn't fully convinced. Meanwhile, Geoff sat in the corner and tried not to chime in. A therapist himself, the humankind, he knew this was my time, not his, though Frankie kept running over to him looking for a fucking reprieve. Oh my god. Hey, HN, G-Word 1, thanks for coming by. But seriously, during that entire therapy session, this dog was trying to run over to her husband to get reprieve, because this dog is just like, please get me away from this fucking bitch. This is too fucking hilarious. I mean, the schadenfreude I'm having right now is off the fucking charts, man. HNG word, howdy means hello, how you doing? It's a friendly type of greeting. So yeah, hello HNG word 1, nice to see you, thank you for coming by. Whiskey Steals and Tumbleweed says she even projects her unrealistic expectations on her poor dog. And the dog just wants to get the fuck out of there. And this guy, man, dude, Geoff, quit being a fucking cuck. Discover your fucking pimp hand. Tell this cunt to stop being a cunt. And DTB her insane, soulless whore ass out the fucking door. Get rid of this goddamn bitch. quote, dogs are like people, Strum told me. They may have a first impression, but their opinion of you could change if you want to. Frankie couldn't get enough of it, and I got lost in the activity, too. Poor Frankie. Poor Frankie had to live with this fucking bitch. Strum had us do an exercise. So this fucking bitch, they're probably what they pay way too much money to, had this fucking cunt do an exercise. All right, let's continue. Has to do an exercise that involved calling Frankie to come to me, touching her lightly on the nose, and then giving her a treat. Every time you want something from her, Strum explained, she should get something from you in return. This fucking soulless whore cunt has to bribe the dog in order to get affection. Oh, God. The longer we played this game, Frankie ran towards me, booping my hand and then receiving a treat, the less cautious she was at approaching me. When we paused to talk, she would look up at me, let out a frustrated under her breath bark to say as if, quote, mom treats? Mom, mom, mom. Later, we played a game where I called Frankie, showed her the treat, threw it down the hallway, then asked her to come back to me. It was like fetch, but with more snacks. Frankie couldn't get enough of it, and I got lost in the activity. We were bonding. I didn't want this day to end. No, the dog just wanted some fucking treats, you stupid whore. Oh, God. Like I said, I told you guys I saved the best than last. It's hanging about 12 inches into the right. No, seriously, I'm doing good today. Thanks for coming, this guy, Clash W33D. Glad to have you here. Alright, getting back to this fucking article, which is just hilarious. There was a time when I thought Frankie was the most beautiful creature I ever met, but recently I've regarded her more like a grumpy four-legged roommate. The morning with Strum, however, made me believe that, God damn it, bitch, do these fucking whores ever proofread their goddamn articles? God damn it, could change again. And more importantly, that both of us, Frankie and I, could actively work on it together. The good news is we're both game. Even if Frankie is cold to me now, as long as there are treats, she is willing to participate in my quest for change. Oh my God. And as long as there's a possibility of a dog curling up participant in my, dog curling up on my lap, I'm always going to try. Plus we're family. We don't really have a choice. And you know, and Frankie thinks you're a demonic pig cunt and rightfully hates your fucking guts, bitch. I thought about all of this that evening as I cleaned up the diarrhea that can only be described as lamb sausage mixed with fish. In a paper published in February 2017 article issue of Journal of Archaeological Science, scientists analyzed the bones of humans and dogs that were originally found buried together in 1914. Analysts of the fossils found out not only were the bones 14,000 years ago, the oldest domestic dog burial ever known, one of the seven dogs, a seven-month-year-old puppy who likely died of canine distemper, had greatly benefited from its closer proximity to humans. Now I'm going to skip part of this paragraph. That or the puppy mauled everyone to death. There is really no way of knowing unless you were there, but the fact remains humans and dogs have a long and often complicated love story. So that little sniff, the puppy mauled everyone to death, that's her little backhanded way of telling people that she really hates this fucking dog because this dog knows her true, like, evil, soulless whore nature. And yeah, this worthless bitch is using this as justification for hating Frankie. It's pretty goddamn pathetic on her part. God damn it. Is that it? Okay, that's not it. It's one more page. I fucking potatoed there for a second, gentlemen. Sorry. Thankfully, Frankie and I have a lot more time together to work on our issues, because while there is still no cure for canine distemper, there's a treatment plan for a ruptured anal gland, which was what's wrong with her butthole. Wow, that's... All those writing classes really paid off for you, didn't they, you fucking cunt? Goddamn, you know, making this dog spend time with this fucking soulless whore is cruel and an unusual punishment. Quote, they're pretty common, the vet assured me. No, the dog does not have canine distemper. the dog just hates your fucking guts because you're a miserable fucking cunt hole. That's why. That's why the fucking dog hates you. Because you're fucking evil. You're like a fucking demon. Look at this bitch's picture where she's holding a dog, and the title of the thing covers it up, but you could tell, you could just look, even with part of the title thing obscuring the dog, that this dog is like, God damn it, someone please come and fucking save me. I don't like this bitch. I don't want her fucking putting her hands on me. Whiskey steals the tumbleweed, says there's a reason dogs freak out before earthquakes and storms. They sense shit hitting the fan. This dog will never warm up to her evil ass. Quote, they're pretty common, the vet assured me. You need to give her a sitz bath a few times a day and get her some antibiotics. A sitz bath is a well-known treatment for hemorrhoids. It involves filling a bathtub or basin with warm water and Epsom salts and while sitting in it. The first time we attempted to do this with Frankie, I filled the bathtub up a few inches. Geoff placed her in and I tried to use trees to coax her to sit in the water. It worked for about 8 seconds, but she desperately wanted to get out. She splashed around and pawed at the glass shower door. I have another idea. I told Geoff as I filled the bathroom sink with warm water and salt. She needs a Frankie-sized bath. Geoff held Frankie in her arms and gently placed her butt in the sink. I distracted her by scratching behind her ears and feeding her treats. After about 1 minute of anxious whining, she relaxed and let out a sigh, her head resting on Geoff's arm while we both told her what a good girl she is. You know what, bitch? Just get a fucking cat, you miserable cunt. Let Geoff have his fucking bitch already. God damn it. Quote, you're such a good dog, Frankie, I said. The best girl there is. You lying cunthole bitch. You fucking hate that bitch. And I'm talking about the dog. And I meant it. Even though she wouldn't say the same thing about me, she, Frankie, knows the truth. The truth is that you're a miserable cluster B, clusterfuck, soulless whore cunt. Yeah, man, like I said. Now, I don't know what you guys think, but like I said, I think this was out of the selection day. This was the best article. Because this bitch wrote an entire fucking article. You know, wrote an entire fucking article about a dog fucking hating her. I mean, how fucking crazy do you have to be to write a whole fucking article? And it's Bustle, so look at the source. To write an article about this shit. Whiskey steals a tumbleweed, says, I bet the poor dog's ass stops bleeding when the broad goes out of town on business. Well, you know what? I wouldn't take you up on that bet because I think you're right. And D Major 2018 says, even Satan has a loyal dog, Cerberus. Well, this dog is loyal. It's loyal to her husband. I mean, she totally goes apeshit for her husband. And I've talked to women in the past, and there's this one case where this broad and her husband had a cat, and the cat loved the husband. The cat was absolutely loyal to the husband. The cat was the husband's bitch, basically. And this bitch got so jealous because the cat hated her, but she loved her husband. And one day she tried to play a joke on her husband and said the cat got ran over by a car, and the guy almost started breaking down in tears. Now, I have definite rules in crying. And, you know, crying over a valued and loved pet is okay. That's, you know, that gets put on the exception list. But I've met few dogs that truly hate people. I've met very few of them. Now, this one friend I had, they basically were dog parents. She was a lesbian, of course, so it totally makes sense. And they treated those dogs better than they treated themselves. But here's the thing, there was one dog out of them, there were twins, and this one dog was just cranky, was kind of reactionary. It was a rescue animal. While the other dog was very zen and mellow. But even that dog didn't hate people. That dog didn't hate her. That dog didn't hate me. She was just a little standoffish because she'd been through the fucking... She'd been mistreated. But the dog was, at heart, was a very loving dog. This is the first time I've ever read a story about a dog hating a person. It's like, you gotta be one miserable fucking satanic demon cunt for a dog to hate you. Whiskey says, Stills and Tumbleweed says, always trust a dog that doesn't trust someone. But yeah, this dog, man, just hates her guts. But like I said, this dog will come fucking, like, bat out of hell, running and barking as soon as Geoff, the husband, gets home. It will practically leap in the guy's arms. You know, you can tell, you know, Geoff may, like I said, Geoff may be a fucking cuck. You know, he may even be a fag with that name, but he probably has a heart of gold. Lava Man 233 says, takes a lot for a dog to get the Cujo, the dog level.